And we're back. This is the Taylor Report, CIT 89.5 FM. And I want to remind everybody, by the way, that next week we're going to be building this great station. We'll be fundraising for CIUT, and you can join right now, CIUT.FM, and make a contribution. You're going to get a T-shirt, a beautiful one, for $150, and you can get two beautiful shirts for $200. That's not that anybody needs inducement, but we know that you love the station. We have a lot of great music, a lot of great programming, and we have the Taylor Report, and we hope that you will go to CIUT.FM and support us. That'll be the 25th, I believe, and we'll be doing this. And there's a... I want to announce that there's going to be a forum talking about how this phenomenon, this U.S.-Israeli aggression against the Islamic Republic and all the other related struggles in Lebanon, Gaza, throughout Southeast Asia. It's going to be Wednesday, May 20, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's the Peace and Justice Network.ca, and you can go also to the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, a great organization. And one of the speakers is going to be someone we often turn to, who's a true authority on the region, and Zafar Bengash is going to be on this program. And it's, again, Wednesday, May 20, at 7 p.m. And go to peaceandjusticenetwork.ca and to the Hamilton Coalition Stop the War to get the, so that you can join it online. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I believe we're joined by Tony Lea. Are you there, Tony?
Hi, Phil.
Good to talk to you. The title of your book is Truth About the 37 Oshawa GM Strike. And this is that's also Baraka Books. They're having a Baraka Books Day here. We just spoke to Fred Anderson.
Yeah.
You have the same publisher.
Yeah.
So
I'm in good company.
You're in good company. You have news. You follow, of course, the labor movement very closely. You are yourself a GM Oshawa veteran, and your book is, people should turn to that for the background. The Canadian Labor Congress had a meeting, and there's usually kind of a ho-hum approach to this because it's politics enters into everything, and the Canadian Labor Congress has to struggle with various tendencies and trends, but really quite a breakout. What happened there? Apropos Palestine, something really big happened.
Yes, big news. Heading into the convention of the CLC, there was organizing by a group called Labor for Palestine, which has representatives in many unions in Canada and has been doing really remarkable, exemplary work at building solidarity with Palestinians, calling for Palestinian liberation. And they urged unions to submit resolutions calling for declaring Israeli goods and services and relationships to be hot cargo, which has a long tradition in the labor movement of international solidarity and blocking arms and other good sales to apartheid South Africa and other cases where international solidarity was needed. And they ended up with a long list of endorsers for this resolution, including the postal workers, NUPGI, the OFL, several labor councils, several local unions all submitted a resolution calling for the declaration of hot cargo. And the leadership of the CLC behind the scenes decided that they did not want that resolution to be brought forward or even discussed. Mm-hmm. So they had it had a recommendation of non-concurrence attached to the resolution and said that thereby it would not come to the floor. And so there was a battle over that that initially was not successful on a bunch of, you know, unfortunately, legalistic technical grounds. But it was a denial of democracy. It was a denial of the right of the delegates, 2,000 delegates, to discuss this resolution, which had broad support.
Yeah.
And there was a substitute resolution which removed, you know, the most important parts of the resolution and just talked about, in more general terms, support for Palestine, but without talking about hot cargo and without including the demand for cutting ties with the Histadrut, which was part of the original resolution.
By the way, can I interrupt you to say, if you want to know the Histadrut's position on Gaza, there is a photograph of the leader of the Histadrut putting his name and the name of his organization on a missile aimed at Gaza.
Yes, yes. Incredible photograph. And you're right, it sums it all up. So the people reorganized at the convention. And when the substitute resolution came forward, they were successful in moving that it be sent back to the resolutions committee with instructions to include a stipulation that the CLC would cut their ties with the Histadrut. Mm-hmm. So they got that passed. It went back to the resolution committee. It came back on the floor with that included. And it was passed overwhelmingly. Mm-hmm. So this was an incredible moment where the official labor body of Canada is committed to cutting ties with the Histadrut in solidarity with Palestinian liberation.
And by the way, aren't they joining unions around the world who've done that already themselves?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to say that a very important part of this work that was done at the over the course of the week of the CLC convention is that Labor for Palestine held a public forum early in the week to rally support for their position. And the keynote speaker was Avi Lewis, the new leader of the NDP federally.
That is remarkable.
And you know, if we have a minute, I just wanted to
yes.
let your listeners know what Avi said at that meeting. He said he thanked Labor for Palestine because they were showing the power of workers and that the power of workers can stop capitalism in its tracks. It's only the power of workers that can change the course of history. That's how he opened his remarks to this meeting. And then he said, the federal NDP has not always been on the right side of history when it came to opposing genocide and supporting Palestinian liberation. Too many candidates have been canceled. Too many bad positions have been taken. And that didn't change because of a top-down hierarchical bureaucracy. It changed because of grassroots activist organizers. And he praised the resolution calling for hot cargo because that was the way to show, to call on workers to use their power to do something.
That is a seminal moment, which I assume explains why it hasn't been reported in the major press at all.
You know, I surveyed the press, and I looked at the Toronto Star, the Globe and Mail, the National Post. Not one of those media outlets reported on this resolution. None of them mentioned that the CLC was cutting ties with the Histadrut. In fact, those three publications had no stories whatsoever from the CLC convention.
You know, that's an unconscious revelation that they are terrified of labor.
However, the National Post a couple of weeks ago had an opinion piece about the hot cargo resolution. And this is the title: Anti-Zionist Activists Are Hijacking Canadian Unions.
However, they didn't, since they succeeded.
Then they didn't report it.
And because, of course, you only can do that if the representatives vote for it.
Yes,
so what's that, a self-hijacking?
Yes, they voted to hijack themselves.
Hey, not a bad idea. A lot of sailors have said, we've had enough of this, Captain.
Yes.
Tony Leo, that's a wonderful story. We're glad you shared it with us. Tony's the author of Truth About the 37 Auschwitz GM Strike. Get the book. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Phil.
Okay. Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I think we're practically at that moment. Pedro says, what the heck? It's time to close up. Now, listen, next week we are going to be fundraising, but you can jump in right now. Jump in big and start 100, 150, whatever you like, CIUT.FM, and donate. And please mention the Taylor Report. This is Phil Taylor. We thank you. We'll see you next week.